I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago, and I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Gary Webb. I am an investigative journalist, and in 1996, I wrote a series of stories entitled Dark Alliance, which was about CIA involvement in drug trafficking.
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back.
We're both in skull and bone, the secret society.
It's so sacred we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go on.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the rest.
Number 322.
I have duty to report this afternoon that my friend and colleague, Tim Russert, collapsed and died early this afternoon.
I may die in this cell tonight or in the arena tomorrow. I am a slave. What possible difference can I make?
And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know.
What the fuck is up? Welcome to another Already Dead, your favorite weekly parapolitical variety call-in show, live stream, whatever. You know, we talk to you guys second half of the show. I do want to apologize real quick. I don't know. I'm assuming I was trying to mess around with the Rumble before we started because I was trying to figure out how to set up so the comments show up on my StreamYard. And I think I figured it out, but I think in the process I accidentally fucked up the stream. So there's no Rumble stream. Sorry, guys. I'll be sure to have it up next week, but yeah, and I don't think there's any way to fix that midstream, so it is what it is. Oh well, no big deal.
I was wondering what that was.
One second, were you trying to talk back there? We don't have the setup. Were you trying to talk?
Is it my fault?
No, I don't think it. I mean, there's no way you got into my Rumble. Well, maybe you did get in the StreamYard. Did you go in the StreamYard and click around and stuff? Because you do have...
No. No. Okay. No.
I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe you did.
All I did was type in that link. That's all I did. Something, but I was trying to help you. You asked me to help.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I forgot you were linked into my StreamYard. So like you maybe between me or you, one of us was tinkering with it. And I think, I mean, I could have easily just hit backspace when I was in there or something and messed up the link.
Guys, next week, whatever. Where the Rumble can, you can see the comments from Rumble. It'll be connected. So we'll have it fixed. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all good. But yeah, appreciate it, bud. But yeah, all right. We'll kicking you out. We have Namrock with us today. Name so nice. Said it twice. Pleasure having a buddy with us. We have a wild show. Jesus, everything fell out of the
show,
sky.
Basically,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It is actually, yeah.
Yeah. It's about time. It only makes sense to have you on, dude, especially coming off the heels of what do we have? We have beeper bombs in Israel, right? We have another assassination attempt, allegedly. Mm. And then of course we have the Diddy sex scandal, which
That was the other thing.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about Diddy last week? I forget what, if there was some piece of news with to do with him last week.
Remember.
I guess swore we did, but I don't remember specifically. You know what? I know what it was actually. We brought up Kendrick so that kind of roughly ties into that. I think that's what it was. And then we brought Diddy back up. And now we got Diddy. Dude, you know, the timing might work out. When the fuck is the Super Bowl?
February. Usually it's like the first week of February, I think, most of the time.
Okay, well, we got a while then. All right. So
most of the time, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's around my birthday, I think.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, it's a pleasure having you here at Namrock.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if you want to introduce yourself to the people. I mean, we've talked about you in the show plenty of times.
The meme lord.
Yes, meme lord.
Yeah, I guess.
Got a new show, though.
I Yeah, I would. I guess first of all, I run a meme account that does okay, and I am through that. I guess I keep making friends with you people like you guys, and now I'm getting invited on the show. So
here we are.
I figure I stink up recorded shows. So why not a live stream?
Yeah, wow, dude. I think you it's the confidence. The confidence will come. You have plenty to say. You were recently on what's the name of that show?
It's called Conspiracy Pilled.
Yeah, which I don't know much about them. I only really know, and I'm not trying to get you in hot water or anything or to comment. I only know that the only time I really ever see them online is the chick, and it's always some like really blue pilled Zionist bullshit, and so. And I never engage because I just don't care. I'm not going to argue with a woman. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I've never really interacted with Abby. Mostly the dude PJ who hosts it, and she fights online.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying sometimes. To get you to say anything disparaging. I just that's all I know of them, and I'm surprised. They actually have a pretty damn big channel, so I don't fucking know. He seems cool. I don't know. She wasn't on that show, so I don't really. She could be great. I don't fucking know. Maybe she just likes to rage bait online.
She's connected to the Daily Wire people somehow.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what that means as far as
to their interconnected network of small hats.
I don't know if she worked directly for Daily Wire or if she is friendly with people who work for Daily Wire. But I do know that they had that Daily Wire made that basketball movie over this. They had a basketball movie come out over the summer, like this comedy about men playing women's basketball.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. I don't remember what it's called.
And she was an extra in that movie because, you know, just through being friends with their network somehow. And yeah, she seems all right, but she's really into Israel.
Yeah, big fan. I mean, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how informed that opinion is. It just strikes me as odd when you're a conspiracy show. I'm like, really? Like,
yeah.
Like, don't question historical narratives, but let's talk about conspiracies.
Yeah, that's right. She was fighting about the martyr maid.
World War II shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, whatever. I don't know. I
tend to dip out when people are fighting online.
Yeah, especially when you can tell they're not coming from a place of being informed. Because I even saw it a couple of her threads where she was bitching. It was like, well, I've seen a lot of people say, and you're like, oh, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You just saw James Lindsay and a few other fucking people you seem to defer logic to and go, he thinks that's bad.
Dude, the James Lindsay thing has been a real disappointment lately.
Yeah,
because I've liked him for a while. I think he's a really good translator for, you know, the commie gobbledygook. But when he gets his panties in a twist about something, man, he goes.
How do I put this? He's kind of just been. I've never really been honestly that impressed. He has always struck me kind of similar to like Jordan Pearson. And that, like, I don't know if you ever, I used to listen to him a lot, and he'd said some smart stuff to say, but he would always say things in such a almost borderline pretentious, overly complicated, gobbledygook kind of way that made him sound far more intelligent and esoteric than it really was, where most things, if you just boil his point down, it was like, you could have said that in a way less mystical sounding sentence, and it has this air of, like, mystique to it, and I feel like Lindsay kind of does the same sophist type bullshit.
They are both from academia.
Yeah, they're both academics, exactly.
And that's Lindsay got famous by doing the fake academic paper. So he's, I mean, that language just is probably just so ingrained in his mind that that's just how he talks.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know. I personally am not a fan of it. I'm more of a bro science kind of guy. I might down and dirty. But I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on this newest dude? This dude, what was it? Is it Brandon Routh? I know something Routh, I think, is the guy who's supposed
to be Ryan Routh.
Ryan Routh.
Double R.
Okay. Yeah. Wasn't Brandon Routh the guy who played Superman? I think so. Yeah, there you go. That's where I was mixing up with. But yeah, Ryan Routh, dude's from, I guess, was supposedly from Hawaii. He somehow ends up in, what was it, Mar-a-Lago. And I guess he had been chilling, they were able to tell from his cell phone data, for at least 12 hours prior in that area, kind of just chilling out. He had a some sort of I believe they said it was an AK style type of firearm, which I mean just a rifle, a sporting rifle of some sort probably. I guess the serial number was worn off, which I do want to say I've seen some people theorize about how you would even go about doing that. It was in Florida. Private sales are completely legal in Florida, so he could have gone onto something like Arms List, which is essentially just like the Craigslist of guns, and met up with somebody and bought a gun and then filed off. Then, and I don't know how he took off the serial number, but he took it off, could have took it off some way on his own. So, I mean, it's a little weird to come all the way from Hawaii, then acquire the gun down here. When in reality, let's be real, he probably got it from his handler, but you can't. A lot of people were jumping to some sort of, like, I felt like some people were just like making more of the gun thing than that should have, because it's like, it's Florida, dude. You can just fucking find some Yahoo on fucking on Arms List and meet up day of and you know, swap money, swap guns, fucking see ya, bud. No paperwork, no nothing. So
I haven't seen how long he was in Florida before he was picked up. I think that's the question I'm most concerned with. I don't imagine it's all that difficult to file a serial number. I mean, because I've never tried it, but you know, a few minutes with a Dremel tool.
I'm sure you could.
So it doesn't seem too complicated for someone to do on their own without having to have a handler or somebody.
Well, he's been bouncing all over the globe recruiting for the Ukraine war.
Yep.
My God. I mean, both of him and Crooks both were in BlackRock commercials, right? So,
and I don't know if he was in a BlackRock commercial. He was in some other sort of...
That's affiliated with Azov, which is basically...
Basically, it was an Azov,
the funding arm always connects back to BlackRock. So, it's essentially a BlackRock commercial, basically. It's hilarious, but the original report said it was an AK-47 that was reported, and this dude was hiding in the bushes surrounding the Trump golf course with a scope and two backpacks, ceramic tiling, and a GoPro.
He was using the ceramic bricks in his bag as sort of a shield as he was going to set up his shot.
So I can't find where shots were fired other than the Secret Service agent. And am I wrong on that?
No, everything I've seen is that they spotted him before he got a shot off, because Trump never got
after they fired shots.
Trump never got close enough for him to shoot.
Was it propped up? I don't remember if that detail, if it was propped up.
I don't know. I haven't read that part.
He took a second to carefully prop up before running away.
That's hilarious.
If that's true, if we do find photos of it perfectly just like set up and then someone just bailed, I don't know. I guess it's theoretically possible that that's just legit, but I don't know.
we have is the picture from a witness, right, of the suspect's car as he pulled away or pulled over and taken into custody or something like that. And that was the car that was originally reported. But yeah, no, I don't know, man. It feels super strange to me, especially when like he seems to have beyond his clear intelligence connections. Like to me, it's like if you're recruiting for Azov, and you're on a college campus. Have you seen those videos of him trying to recruit? Yeah. What the fuck? To me, like you're more than likely, you're an intelligence asset. You're probably an intelligence criminal asset, because I wouldn't assume he's some sort of operative of any kind. I think he's just, when the time comes, they'll hang him out to dry as they do most criminal assets. You know, it's like, that's kind of my just like instinctual knee-jerk reaction to it all. Mainly because of like, did you see that William Ramsey posted a thread, and I like absolutely loved it because it was
he's our next guest coming on in a couple of weeks, so
for real, he'll be on the first I believe. And if anybody hasn't yet, check out that OTS episode. He sent me the link and told me I could do whatever I wanted, so I published it, and it was fun, but there's a lot more I would like to talk about. But anyway, either way, I think go ahead, bud.
Well, did you see the shit about his record? Apparently he has an extensive criminal record.
Yeah, he has all these criminal convictions, but he never served time in prison. Like that already, I'm very skeptical of.
It's like Roger Moore, WMD. It's like Roger Moore selling fucking explosives and oopsies.
Dude. I know. It's like, how many times can we see this shit? It's the exact same.
The big thing everyone focused in on is, I guess, one of the charges was what for, like a WMD, essentially a weapon of mass destruction. But then I heard someone say that it was just like, I don't know if it was a legalistic thing in the way it was listed, but it was actually just for like a normal like AR or something like that. Okay. I would never refer to an AR as that, but I guess theoretically you can do a lot of damage with it.
Right.
I mean, that's they do hilarious. Try to compound a charge as much as they can.
So I don't know. Either way, do glows. I mean, it's to say the least.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he wrote a whole fucking book. I have half a mind to like want to get a book because it just feels like it'd be botted out. Like you'd read through it and be like, there's no like conscious mind that's working this through. Or if there is, it's one with like very, very much has an agenda. Like it's not an actual piece of literature.
He sounds like Kamala Harris, where everything he says is just some kind of recycled bullshit.
Oh, you read some of the book?
No, like when he in his interviews, like that that Newsweek Romania interview. It's just he put everything from MSNBC into a blender and it just kind of like comes out of his mouth in a semi-coherent sentence.
Yeah, it's like sounds like James Lindsay attributing everything to communism is basically what it sounds like. It's that kind of, I mean, I'm kind of somewhat joking but also somewhat being serious. It is that language. It's just like, you know, just kind of, you know, playing on some buzzwords and shit like that. Right. But this is more of an emotional game that he would do. But yeah, it was very much like political speech type nonsense. You have a good point there. He had explosives too. Did he? Or were you talking about Crooks? I know Crooks did. I don't remember if what's his face. He got caught with full auto machine gun is what it was. What?
Well, yeah,
I don't know if that's legit. I don't remember seeing that.
Numerous felony charges. All right, for stolen goods from 97 to 2010.
Sorry. He's referring to the WMD charge, I think, is because it was a fully automatic. I guess because he said it was
That's the one that they actually referred to as the weapon of mass destruction, because it was in 2003, and he was convicted of apparently consolidated charges, including hit and run, carrying a concealed weapon, resisting an officer, and possessing a weapon of mass destruction. And
based
allegedly he's 36 at this time, and had his license had previously been revoked, was pulled over during a traffic stop, but put his hand on a firearm and drove away to a store where he barricaded himself for 3 hours. Like, but here's the thing that I have a problem with his history, dude. You read into this shit, they say that he voted for Trump in 2016 and he is been just completely disillusioned by the process. And that included his support for Trump, who he says, you didn't follow through with any of your campaign promises. And there's a tweet that he had that's now since long been deleted or whatever, where he's making a statement that he voted for Trump. And he's basically in this tweet saying that, you know, you've lost my support and go fuck yourself. And I can't wait till you're gone type of situation, but not with like any sort of aggression or hostility of any sort of violence that he was like, you know, alluding to or anything like that. But I still think it's interesting because for me, when you research any of the, and my mind goes directly to Patsy always, that's just my bottom. I'll be honest. That's my bias, right? I'm going to instantly go try and find the threads of the Patsy narrative. But I will say that the main reason being that I 100% believe that we need to really grasp the fact that for generations of human history, all right, they've been hypnotizing people. Okay. And I think that MK Ultra is much, much older than we're aware of. And once I'm done with my solo piece, you'll get what I'm saying a little bit more. I don't want to get into it and get off on a tangent, but I'm just saying, like, I believe that mind control maybe has played a much more pivotal role in human history, and especially large manufactured events, especially some international conflicts, right, that include the entire world. Right. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Oh,
it's
you went to town in World War II. I got it. You don't say no more.
Brother, there's like a Jewish psychiatrist that could have potentially mind controlled, you know, psychologically programmed Hitler at Tavistock and potentially Stalin. I'm not fucking with you. Like, it is the most insane thread that I've ever tugged on in my life. And at this point, I'm seriously considering the fact that I am potentially under the impression that Hitler was just sort of this, you know, manufactured, programmed entity that was, you know, sent to carry out the bidding of, right, this dude. His mom is allegedly a Sabbatean Frankist, and maybe his birth was a ritual. It's fucking insane. It's fucking insane. I know that sounds crazy.
We need to get this to Candace, doggy.
I'm telling you, brother. I'm sitting over here, I'm like,
dude, I've been upset all these people lately. Like, I don't know if you listen to any other media, but like, or just pay attention to Twitter, but you will see that's the first thing people go into, like, oh, Candace and these Sabbateans. Like, I get it. She is. I've joked before that, like, Candace is like the neocon remover tweet where it's like, like, you know, how dudes will have like burners and like multiple sock accounts to tell the politicians to go the fuck themselves. But like, your wife will tell everyone at the family reunion about all her crazy conspiracy ideas. And like, that's kind of who Candace is. But at the same time, it's like, but she's not wrong. Like, so she is just kind of like kicking the door in and be like, fucking Frankist. And so like, I get why people are so dismissive, but it's like, I don't know. Maybe fucking look into it and have your fucking mind blown. Like, right. Have you ever wondered where do all these fucking, you know, have you ever wondered, but like, I don't really think the Jays are like all like, where are all these crazy stories coming from? And then you start and you're like, oh, fuck, this is dark. Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on here? And you're like, and then the funny thing is too, is the Sabbatean thing is somewhat in at the out into where like, you can be like, this explains it. Cause it is like, it's too cartoonish for us to be like, oh, it's just because, oh, big bad Jays are all evil. Because it's like, I don't know. Not that I've interacted with a ton of Jews in my life, but it's like, right. I just feel like that just seems implausible. Like, I don't know. They can't just, like, all, it's like, maybe there are certain factions that have given them this rap over time, and this is why. So, I don't know. Yeah. Not to go, I don't know how familiar you are with Sabbatean's name rocks. I don't need to go.
No, not at all. Like, really.
What the fuck is this it's going fucking on?
Crazy.
It's a crazy wormhole.
Just a little bit. Mostly because all the hubbub with Daryl Cooper. I started his long ass Fear and Loathing in Jerusalem.
Oh, God,
recently, dude, I think about episode four.
Sabbateans do not come up in there. I'll just go ahead.
No, I figured. But even the stuff he does kind of talk about that seems to be normie history is. Yeah, there was a lot of conspiracies happening just to get Jerusalem off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of backroom deals. There was a lot of lies and a lot the of the propagandists would go around saying, yes, all these rumors are true. We are all powerful.
Yeah.
We do control all the money. That's why you need to back us on Israel. Otherwise, you know, we'll ruin your economies.
Yeah. Jesus. Pretty wild shit. And they're a bunch of just like fucking, most of them were like just atheists too. So it's like, it's this whole shell game of like, what are you even talking about when you're talking about Israel, Jews, this, that. And you're like, these were a bunch of like fucking atheist Europeans that were like, this is our fucking land. Like, and like, what? Like,
yeah, real,
I don't know. It's just ridiculous on its face, but I don't know. I'm not trying to go down that wormhole. I guess we got a little bit sidetracked. Where were we at? What were we talking about?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. We were talking about
World War II, Ralph. How fucking Hitler was probably a Sabbatean. Well, yeah.
That's what I took it to. but we were initially talking about
Trump assassination
attempt.
Yeah.
And somehow I took it back to mind control and Hitler, but it's okay. Go ahead.
Weird, bro. How you start looking into some, you know, goofy conspiracy and you think it's not really going to amount to much more than just an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up getting connected to like dead kids and God knows whatever else.
My God, man, was it like, I honestly, man, like this, it's hilarious how much, this new project that I've been working on, it was a clear attempt to pivot away from the darkness. Right. And like, so I'm not focusing on the Holocaust and I'm not focusing on, you know, wartime strategy. Necessarily.
I'm beyond that. I don't think it exists.
Right. No, but it's just like.
Just kidding, guys. That's a joke. To be clear, in case this gets chopped up later. But all right, go on.
No, nah, man, it's never, I don't know like when we're going to come to the conclusion, like it's never the story we've been told, right? And like that, we just need to maintain an open mind, be willing to change our conclusions, right? And which, yeah, clearly have some sort of, you know, some sort of working knowledge of what's happening and consistently try and introduce new details to your concept. But I'm just saying, like, if you're honestly looking at all of this and you dig down through the layers of details, yeah, you come to find that the story is much more driven by some sort of underlying ideological motivation and inspiration that has clearly
interdimensional chomos. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys watch any of that show I did with Conspiracy Pilled?
Yes. Yeah. I was interested. Okay. I haven't watched the movie, yeah. And now I want to. But
so way. Yeah, it started with a simple coincidence of the same guy wrote two movies about alluding to adrenochrome. And then just, I start digging into the guy's career and history, and his first couple of movies they wrote are with a guy from Argentina whose first uncle, his mom's oldest brother, was apparently the spiritual advisor to a young Jesuit priest who would go on to become the Pope. The first movie they wrote together is about a guy falling in love with and basically assuming the identity of an Operation Condor CIA. And then the movie he writes after that is basically a rewrite of the movie set in Argentina, but it's like a little toned down. And then it just kind of went from there. And then with the alien drug dealer movie, the drug is named after a child actress who was brutally murdered.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Like 2 years before the movie came out. Mm-hmm. So
wasn't dude, that's what I whoa, wasn't whoa, 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 whoa. It
well, real that quick, sounds the, real quick that the sounds time. Like a ritual, dude.
Wasn't the you know, timeline, if I recall correctly, the timeline is the kid was still alive during production, but it would have died. Maybe I'm wrong. I swore you guys came to that conclusion, like, looking at the timeline. So it was, like, weird. It was almost as if, like, they either knew or part of it. Because, like, the timeline of when, like, that would have already probably have been the vernacular they were using before she died, essentially, is what it seems like. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm recalling something that wasn't there. I could have swore you guys the timeline. Yeah. You're like, that was the timeline. It was like, basically around when it went out was around when she died, basically. So it was almost too soon, yeah, and on the nose to be anything other. And it may have almost been borderline predictive, if not implying they knew they were in on it.
See, that's the weird thing is there's no way of knowing, but it's such a weird coincidence. So the girl was murdered in 1988. The movie comes out in 1990. So, you know, just with a normal production timeline, you have to assume that the movie is at least in production around the time that this little girl is murdered. And they chose to name their adrenochrome-like drug, Barcy. Mm-hmm. And if you Google the word Barcy, B-A-R-S-I, the top result is this child. And all of the reports are about how she was murdered by her father, and then he set the house on fire and committed suicide.
Oh my God.
But she wasn't burned. Like there's autopsies of photos available of where she was shot, and she's not burned at all. So even that is super suspicious, because a murder, suicide, and a fire is a really great way to cover up something else. But yeah, you know, that's reaching a little bit, but that is kind of how they do things.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, who was it we brought up on this show? I forget. There was some play. I feel like we brought this up on Already Dead before, which it was like connected into the Red Hand, like Gladio stuff, like P2. Mm-hmm. I believe it was like kind of the older stuff. Like there was a guy who made a play and essentially was these rich, powerful families that essentially did a contract of some sort, like a power type contract. And I think it was essentially like SRA together, you know. You know, essentially offed some kiddo and did some awful things. And that was kind of like their blood pact to kind of solidify some sort of, you know, contract between them. And yeah, that guy, I believe, then died after two.
Damn it.
And it was exactly it was one of those ones where, like, if you understand, God, I wish I could remember. It was in the Eye of the Chicken Hawk, I believe. It was a the Eye of the Chicken Hawk, is that what it's called? Yeah, something like that. That recent book that came out. It's tied into like Gladio and that, like, that family. It's not uncommon. You see these things I don't know. There's definitely the fucking moon landing guy. How did I not think of his name?
Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah, Kubrick. You know, obviously Kubrick. There's a lot of Kubrick shit if you follow the symbology and all of his stuff. Like, I don't know. It seems there are people that are connected who do try to get some stuff out. And if you're looking at your guy from this fucking alien movie, he seems to fit that bill. Some of the shit he's spitting. That, or he's just really, really into parapolitics and likes dropping in fucking little nods. Like, he's really in the know.
Well, and he's done a couple things with Brian De Palma, and digging into Brian De Palma's work, he did this movie in the early 70s called Black Blowout. Dahlia.
I know he did.
Yeah, he did the Black Dahlia. Yeah. That was really shit adaptation. Yeah,
right?
Blowout's actually pretty good, and that mirrors the Kennedy assassination a lot, and it kind of calls back to the Zapruder film. And but then the screenwriter who did the Alien movie, his name's David Koepp. Him and Brian De Palma made this movie Snake Eyes in 1998 that has a lot of predictive shit. It really looks like it kind of predicts the bombing the USS Cole, and then it's basically it's basically the first Trump assassination attempt, where the security detail sets up the assassination of the Secretary of Defense and has a Palestinian terrorist right there to, like, be the patsy.
Sirhan, then. That's hilarious. What year was that?
1998 is when that came out. Nicolas Cage is in it, and Gary Sinise. So fucking that's
Nick Cage, bro.
Man, dude,
what is he doing, dude?
He's trying to tell the world some shit.
Hope so.
Because we talked about on this show 9mm. That was a fucking. You're like, oh shit,
8mm.
Eight millimeter, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I rewatched that recently too.
Fuck that. like one of those that you watch once, and you're like, you'll never have to watch it again. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm old enough to remember when it came out. So I saw it in the theater when it came out, and I thought it was silly. I was like, this is actually kind of a bad thriller.
Yeah.
And this is so far-fetched. People aren't paying to. I mean, I was probably like 18 or 19 when it came out.
When you go down that rabbit hole, you've already read this shit. You're like, dude, what the fuck?
You know, 30 years later, it's like, yeah, I think that is got more truth than fiction.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading Eye of the Chicken Hawk when I was watching that the first time. And I was like, there are so many. We were talking on the show before we even watched it. And I was like, just talking about some of the stuff that I'd been reading about in Eye of the Chicken Hawk. And you're like, yep, this. And you're like, oh, fuck. but yeah, I highly recommend it. But I guess, I don't know, to try to bring this back to the assassination, combining the two, I don't know kind of what you guys' thoughts. I felt like, you know, I don't know if this was you, Austin, before, or was it at the beginning of the show? Maybe this was before we started recording. You're kind of like, you're just like, meh. And that's kind of how I feel, too. I don't know if it's just that, like, we're already kind of like, yeah, assassination happened. No one cared. No one's going to really care this time. I mean, I care. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? But also, even from my perspective, like, the first one, I feel like they made us do a little, like, it was almost like we had to work more for it. Whereas, like, this one was like, blop, right in our lap, like, glows, but fucking glow, 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 glow. Whereas the first one, like anyone like us that's perceptive, we saw the glow from the beginning, and then we searched a little bit for more glow to come at us. Whereas like this one, just right jump, just glow, just like straight from the fucking, like there was no subtlety. I'm just like, I don't even really need to dig too deep, because every bit I dig, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, FBI was he was on FBI's he was on FBI's radar. Oops, yeah, yep, no, no shit. Oh, he fucking worked. Oh, he was in the Azov commercial. Oh, fucking surprise, surprise. Like,
did you see the thing about Afghanistan?
He's trying to get Afghanistan prior. But he was doing it to all people around the country. Like, you in different, like, internationally recruiting people to Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's wild. He seemed to pick places that had prior beef with Russia. So he's going to Poland and he's going to Afghanistan. Like, hey, remember what the Russians did to your dads and grandfathers, whatever? Let's go fight some Russians.
What a fucker, dude. That's so crazy.
Well, earlier you were talking about like how obviously nuts this guy is. And maybe that was kind of the idea, is like, we're going to throw this crazy out here in the world, and he'll attract the crazies. You know what I mean? Crazy attracts crazy.
But his kind of crazy, though, as you brought up, you were kind of alluding to earlier, is like, it's not crazy crazy. It comes off as just like blue pilled, you know, newspeak, essentially, yes, is what it is. So it's not even, it's just that he could just be that good at fucking, you know, code switching, essentially, and doing that. So now, to what extent is he actually in it? Because it's not, I don't feel like to do that, to put that on, would even really be that hard. Like, we could almost do some of the stuff. I feel like I could almost make, if I was trying to pretend to be someone who bought the narratives, you know, the assigned narratives, I know them well enough to play along and go, oh, you know, we got democracy on the ballot coming up here soon. We got, you know, we have this guy, and then I can fucking talk about Ukraine. And you're like, you see, you know, we got to be able to, you know, we need to have integrity in our nations. We keep international order. Like, I can throw all the fucking words, you say all the things, evoke all the appropriate emotions, twist things the way they need to be. I don't think it's that hard. So I don't know if I want to say he's crazy.
Ukraine, it's a fight for all of Western civilization.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is he crazy? Is he dying? Like, a lot of people are wanting to jump to, like, oh, he believes all this. And to some extent, I think with these people, they do kind of believe it. But although they're obviously, like, they're also playing a role. So I don't fucking know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. He seems like a programmed asset to me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's what it's like for me personally, man. Like the, just the narrative of he once supported Trump to try and it, to me, that fits this pattern of we provide a false back narrative for the asset, right? For the patsy.
Well, and they tried to do that with the other kid too. They were like, oh, he was a Republican.
They retcon all this shit, right? Not, and I think that this is largely how it works. He's not the one, like, at least in my opinion, he has handlers who control most of his background historical narrative for himself. That's if he's an asset, right, of intelligence. I'm just speculating, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just considering that that's most likely how it works, especially looking at guys like Paddock, right? You look into guys like it's just, to me, man.
Did you see this guy's follow list or whatever? Like, people like digging into his Twitter and stuff like that.
He had like 17 Ian Carroll video.
Yeah, Ian Carroll. I highly recommend that. Also, if you guys do me a favor, just every now and then, if you're on Twitter, say, hey, Ian Carroll, go on Jose Show or go on Awesome Show.
That would be cool.
I'd love to have him on. He has great work. But yeah, he was pointing out that a lot of people were digging into, I guess, his follows. And it seems like, at the very least, he was a mutual. If not, it may have been his first follow or first mutual ever. On his 1,700 follower account was some spook bitch. I believe she was a private account too, like a locked account.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like you would have to specifically be looking for that. And, you know, it's like another level when you have like a mutual who's locked, basically. Stays locked.
This is pure speculation, but I mean, if this guy's been, you know, an asset for a long time, the prior weapons charges could have been just a sheep dip for a previous operation.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And well, yeah, especially when you read his history, it reads like that's exactly what happened. Right. And so that's the main reason that it, again, like you said, it glows like a motherfucker. And when you look at his tweet, right, like he had this tweet from 2020 that in that thread that Ramsey posted, William Ramsey. And then I started seeing it a lot of different places. And he tweeted at Trump and said, while you were my choice in 2016, I and the world hoped that President Trump, and it's rife with, like, there's so many spelling errors in this shit. It's hilarious.
I saw that one.
The numbers are backwards, dude. It's ridiculous. But I and the world hoped that President Trump would be different and better than the candidate. But we all were greatly disappointed, and it seems you are getting worse and devolving. Are you retarded? I will be glad when you're gone. This is what the motherfuckers. And then you have
like Lincoln Project shit.
Real quick, I did want to address something. Pistolero said, do we know that the private account Fed Chick didn't follow him first? We don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
We know they were, I believe we know they were mutuals. There were some people were saying that they think, like, but the problem is that all this got scrubbed. almost, you know, fairly quickly, all of his stuff started getting scrubbed offline. The FBI, you know, I guess took their pictures, you know, snapshots, screenshots, whatever the fuck they do, boom, shit's gone. But because the internet's the internet, these motherfuckers got on it like lickety split. So this is stuff they were able to get before it was gone. So we don't know for sure, like, because I guess the contention is whether they were, that was literally his first follow or first follower or mutual or whatever the fuck. Because there's, I guess there's a way to tell. I don't know. I don't get that nerdy with my Twitter. So I'll take the fucking Twitter nerd's word for it to some extent. I do want to point out there was one story that was going around about this guy named something Heckman who wrote a piece a couple weeks prior. And I guess it supposedly people were sharing, were saying that, that Crooks and this guy were essentially networked and essentially like there was money being exchanged hands somehow. Now, apparently come to find out what looked like it happened. I mean, maybe I'm even wrong with this is, someone edited it after the fact to make it look like that was the case. But if you go to the Wayback Machine to see the state of that article at the time, it's a different name. So it was all, someone pulling a trick. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's feds pulling games. This one is weird because it's like it feels very Fetty. It glows. At the same time, it glows so hard that you have a hard time believing that it's glowing. You know what I mean? You're like, this is too, it's almost too on its face. Are you just getting that sloppy? Do you just realizing we don't care? Are you seeing what you can get away with? I don't know. It's really hard to tell for me. I'm not sure. I don't have a good read on this. This is all very bizarre and new ground for sure.
The question I have is, were they always this sloppy and we just didn't have the internet?
I was wondering that earlier, man. I was like, if JFK happened today, what the fuck would really like be the reaction with
300 cell phones out recording?
That's what I mean. Yeah, it would be so much different.
And I mean, what I'm worried about is this is like a Lamar Dameron or whatever the fuck that dude's name is thing all over again, sort of, where it's like people, like for example that fucking article that got shared around, and the fact this glows so hard. If that you set some. You set the narrative so hard, lean into it, that it seems so obvious, and you put a few little feelers out there and maybe hope they go down disinformation lane and learn, like, and then that way you can look like, oh, you look so fucking stupid, when some sort of truth comes out later that, you know, supposedly it proves you wrong, or they can at least pretend like it does, kind of like how they did things with, like, Pizzagate, with later they're like, I forget what even the thing became. It became like, well, technically this, and you're like, okay, well, look at,
they don't actually have a basement.
Yeah, it was something that exactly. That's what it was like. We don't actually have a basement.
The basement isn't at Comet Ping Pong. It's so crazy that like. And by the way, when I covered Pizzagate, man, that's just one of the most insane stories ever. And I think the reason that it's the one that got pulled from my shows on YouTube was 100% because it implicates an active network to this very day, deeply embedded in Washington, D.C. And I think that those individuals are still well within, you know, the levers of power, right? Within reach. And so, like, that makes all the sense in the world. And so when it comes to this story, like, I kind of saw it as, you know, you're 100% right. It could be, if we rule, of course, I'm ruling out all the details that I've collected about this guy's past, but I'm just saying that it's very possible, and the narrative is plausible, that this is just the natural reaction to the left-wing overreaction to Trump and all of this, you know, ridiculous propaganda. But I haven't believed that from day one, even with Crooks. And when you have all these different aspects of the case where, like, of course, he's able to travel to D.C. and Kiev and right. He has a business in Hawaii and called Camp Box Honolulu. All right. You look this shit up. Yeah.
Yeah. He made one house.
Seems like a cutout, dude.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And local Florida news had a thing about his income because they set his bail and he tried to argue about the amount because he's like, I only make $3,000 a month. It's, motherfucker, how are you jet setting around the world recruiting for this war when you don't have any money?
How are you existing in Hawaii for $3,000 a month?
No, for real.
Yeah. By the way, we do have someone. I see someone in the back. I see a Daniel. So I don't know if you're trying to hop in. I don't see your camera active. So I don't know if maybe you're homie.
That's one of my patrons, dude.
I don't know if maybe his mic is working, and it just because I only can see the face thing. Mm-hmm. Put in the private chat if you're good to go, if your mic's working, and we'll bring you in when we get to it. By the way, I guess we're at a good point to kind of transition over the call-in, interacting with the chat portion. We'll bring Daniel on as soon as he's ready. Oh, she's gone now, so I don't know what the hell happened. Maybe he'll be back in a second. I hope he comes back. It'd be nice to talk to him.
For real, that would be sweet.
If not, we do have, you guys can call in at 941-281-5857. Or you can interact with the chat. Tell us what you want to talk about. You know, ask questions, whatever, and we'll bring it on as applicable. If we did have the Rumble up, I would prioritize Rumble super chats, but I fucked that up, so my bad. I'll have it working even better next week. I'll be able to bring up.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Rumble chats like this. Right now I don't. Hopefully, I think we figured that out before. But yeah, we'll interact with you guys.
Comes back because hit me up in the DMs. He told me some fucked up shit about animal cruelty, basically being sort of, you know, corporatized to a certain level as far as in the, you know, basically a snuff industry for animals, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like animal snuff films, you know what I mean? That he was researching into and just how much is actually supported and propped up by just, you know, more authoritative sources and entities than you would ever imagine. You know what I mean? And like, well, why would that surprise us at this point? Like, of course they would utilize, you know, some kind of access to a veterinarian facility or something like that. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly.
Well, but have you seen every now and again, controversy will pop up about like crushing videos where these sick fucks are paying women to crush puppies and kitties with high heel shoes.
Yes, dude, it's fucking crazy. And I actually just had some terrible, I don't know what was happening in my algorithm on Twitter, but it was like every few tweets I would get an ad about some, like, you know, abused animal, and it would show the animal and like after they'd been, you know, they're basically on the brink of death. And I'm like, dude, see less often, please. But yeah, it's kind of insane. But that's something that, of course,
see ads on Twitter.
Oh, you guys are verified, right? Because I'm still not.
Not poor.
I don't use the app.
You do. You bastard.
I use the mobile site. I don't use the app, so I never see ads. And I use Brave browser, so that it just blocks everything. Yeah. Even on YouTube.
Yeah. By the way, we got in the chat. Here's something I just learned: the first acquisition, Blackstone. Blackstone, Black Rock, or is Blackstone something else too? I don't know. Blackstone, maybe you meant Black Rock, or maybe Blackstone something else. Made with his flagship private equity division in 2020, was to purchase Ancestry for $4.7 billion with its flagship private equity division.
Blackstone Capital is what it's called. I think it exists within that same network.
Is it like a cutout for Black Rock? Is that where the names are similar?
It's the same situation. Yeah, it's very similar. They're all basically in, you know, collaborating in this grand conspiracy, of course. So
gotcha.
He was wrong. He put BlackRock. So it was BlackRock.
But BlackRock's been around a lot longer than that, I believe. So
yeah, but I know Blackstone for sure is a thing. It's Blackstone Capital. But anyway. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, whatever. Either way, just them buying Ancestry is a little spooky.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know
especially
when it was.
Voluntarily giving your DNA to the any private company or the state is just absolutely retarded, in my opinion, and always has been. It makes no sense to me. You know why you do that? I mean, of course, if they want your DNA, they're going to get your DNA. So it really doesn't matter. But at the same time.
Well, speaking of bloodlines and being super dark, we had a big old weird, I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of creepy. They essentially made a bunch of pagers explode on a bunch of Hezbollah people. From my understanding of my quick reading of a couple articles is that I guess they're literally using pagers, which are like 1990s technology. But I guess the reasoning is because Hezbollah isn't trusting other technology like cell phones and stuff because they know of Israel's technological capabilities. So they're just kind of going back old school, pagers, passing along messages that way. And I guess somehow my understanding is from what I think that it's very, it just happened today. So it's a lot of it's on the ground. A lot of people are surmising that somehow they did some tech shit to like cook it somehow and fucking, but what I'm hearing or what I've seen is that somehow they got a hold of that batch of pagers and literally installed a little like a fucking Semtech or some shit inside of it just enough. So they were, they set them off on all roughly about the same time. I know the one story I saw was Lebanon, I believe. I think it was maybe Syria as well. Cause it was Hezbollah. It was a bunch of Hezbollah. So it wasn't just like one country.
Yeah. Numbers I saw on Twitter was 1500.
Yeah.
So 1500 people are dead or wounded.
And it's around like 10-ish dead or something. Yeah.
Dude.
Shit. So the weird thing. That's a pretty sophisticated op, if you ask me, that somehow they managed to coordinate over 2,000 pagers going to the right people without ending up in the hands of civilians.
Yeah.
But
well, that's the thing.
malware cooking batteries is a thing. I don't know if you guys remember. I should have looked it up before sitting down. There was an exploit, I think it was with Samsung phones, where people could get into your Samsung phone with malware and overheat the battery and like have it catch fire. I don't know about exploding, but we did have that thing a couple years ago with iPhones exploding on airplanes. Because the big iPhone came out and people would put it in their front pocket and then they'd sit down and it was so big that it would kind of like crack the device. And so the lithium battery would be compromised and so it would kind of like blow. Yeah. So am I nuts for thinking that getting explosives is more far-fetched, getting explosives into the pages is more far-fetched than
hacking
them to blow?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Either way, the moral of the story is it's just like, I know a lot of people are clapping about it, but it's pretty fucking horrifying because these people all were just going about life in public spaces and normal life. And like, yeah, I guess... I mean, I don't know. I know Hezbollah is supposedly a terrorist group. I don't know the specifics on like how they're viewed in their area. Like, if these are like in their eyes in that area criminals, or are these just people? I don't know. I don't know. But either way, I don't know what they are to their communities. But either way, there's just people going about in the community and explosions happening. So
I'm really curious how many civilians were hurt.
Well, there was at least one or two little, like at least one little girl. I might have seen another one in a different country reporting on I think another kid as well. So, I mean, there definitely were innocents. By the way, we have one of the homies is back, client number 9. I don't believe that was you earlier.
Oh, what's up, dog?
So,
no, it wasn't.
Okay, well, hopefully the other guy comes back. I'd like to talk to him as well, but glad to have you back, Liz. What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm going to be quick. I told Austin this. I was only going to stretch that friendship for one thing. It was going to be to shake Namrock's hand someday, so I'll do it virtually. Much love from the state of Michigan, brother. If I ever see you out and about, you're not paying for drinks, and that's all I really have to say. Keep your cell phones away from your person, though. Those videos are fucking gross.
Yeah,
but, dude, for real.
Yeah,
I'm
just thinking. And, you're sitting there holding your baby or something, and all of a sudden your crotch explodes. That wouldn't be cool.
Yeah,
but
what? And so they switched to the pagers because they geolocated a leader in Hezbollah through his cell phone and assassinated him in Lebanon. So all the Hezbollah Lebanon was like, all right, we gotta ditch the new tech. We gotta go old school. And
yep.
So I don't know. Maybe Mossad was like, hey, this is an unusually large amount of pagers being ordered, and that's how they got to the pagers. But who knows?
It's hard telling. But I'll get out of your hair. I just want to say, hey, love your channel, dude. It's fucking awesome. So right on. And thanks for representing. Hey, thanks for representing too. I see you're right now in the belly of the beast, right? You're at Whitmer headquarters, just getting dude, after it.
You're a youper.
I wish I was
quite a bit south of that.
Yeah, I'm in West Michigan.
Okay,
show me where on the hand.
So over here. Okay. And I think it's best Michigan. I think I would love to start a West Michigan secessionist movement where all the counties sort of like west and north of Lansing just become the state of West Michigan, and then the thumb area can be shithole Michigan, and we don't need to be ruled by those people anymore.
Hey man, true story. They are, and then I'll get out of your hair. They are weird over there. I was traveling once upon a time. My dad wanted to get a perch sandwich in Port Austin, so we go up there, and it got late, and we're like, we wanted to watch a football game, so we're like, all right, we'll get a hotel room. We're in Bad Axe, and get there. There's no vacancy in one. There's only two hotels there. The next one we go there, are you here for the convention? Like, no. And so they put us in a room, and you just hear this chick getting railed. My mom just sits, she's sitting there. She goes, oh, Jesus Christ. And it goes on and on and on and on. And the old man just breaks the silence. He goes, this son of a bitch is a stud, isn't he? And then you hear multiple voices. And it was the next morning we saw him walking around with collars and shit on. It was a swingers convention. And yeah, when there's nothing to do and there's just dirt and cows, like weird shit goes on.
What?
So that... it's militias and fucking swingers out there. That's all it is.
That fucking Fed, the main, I'm blanking his name, but like,
he got kicked off, I believe. He didn't end up being in any of the trials because the guy who was swinging and beat his wife and all that shit. Yeah.
The
takes his wife to a gangbang, then tries to beat her to death.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unreal. Yeah. So it is a broken republic. It is a broken republic, but we're still proud of it. So with that, later on, Jack's great show. Yeah.
Daniel, come back.
come back, brother.
Yeah, I don't know where you went. I was looking forward to it. But so
that
that's
dude's
why...
great. He would be a good guest.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
I know he pops in all the time, but he always has good shit to say.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, maybe one of these days. Wild, they're just blowing shit up over there. I guess that is what it is. What else we got? We got Diddy.
Is there anything new with that, or is it just they went and got him?
The indictment.
Well, yeah, the indictment. Yeah, and then I guess there was a fuckload of lube found in there. I guess coming to find out that the lube, there's over 1,000 bottles of lube, I believe they said. They this is relevant because I guess in his freak off parties, and I don't remember where I heard this today, so take it with a grain of salt. I guess in the freak off parties, at one point he had to spend something like $40,000 too, because they destroyed one of their hotel like when they did these parties, all these rich famous people came and did whatever they were doing, you know, likely fucky stuff. And in this, they destroyed one of the hotel rooms, and I guess it was they found there was like liquid or lube that like destroyed a bunch of floors and all sorts. So it's like, what the fuck are these weird fucks doing? Are they just like all getting all lubed up and fucking? Like, I don't know what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Which, if you've dug into Diddy and some of the weird shit he apparently was into, like he was like into like, you know, watching his girl get fucked, you know, making her do like in a weird way that she didn't like it, and like, I don't know, I could totally see him being the weird kind of motherfucker who gets all fucking lubed up and with a bunch of people on fucks. Like I could like literally like almost like South Park style, where they did the like the one gay orgy to, you know, stop the gay aliens in the future. You know what I'm talking about. I see you laughing, Namrock.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like
one.
It's kind of like that. That's what I feel like he would be the kind of. You know, he's the type of nigga, you know, that would be do that.
Man, Diddy. I just can't believe
Rico
that
Daddy.
It's actually happening, that he's being arrested and the indictment, you know, is fully revealed, at least for the most part. Because, yeah, dude, you read through that at all? Yeah, it begins by saying, for decades, Sean Combs, the defendant, abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. To do so, Combs relied on the employees' resources and influence of the multifaceted business empire that he led and controlled. Of course, they're acting like he did this all by himself, creating a criminal enterprise whose members and associates engaged in and attempted to engage in, among other crimes, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. But they go hard on his ass. Like, I'll be honest, I was pretty impressed with the indictment, right? Like,
he's coercing people to go out and commit arson.
Do what?
He's coercing people to go out and commit arson.
Apparently,
I don't remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Like, analyzing.
I haven't read through it all yet. But I'm definitely.
He did a lot of weird shit. Like a lot of like. I remember when we were digging this. You know what? A few months ago. There's a lot of weird little anecdotal stories about fucked up shit he's done.
Oh, yeah.
This is a weird man. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to explain it other than that. That
dude. The dude at the Trump, remember at the Trump hotel in Florida that committed that shooting that was allegedly fucking Cassie in the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in front of Diddy. And I just think that, man, there's no way in my mind. Like, of course, when it comes to anything involving, right, politics at the highest level.
I may have jumped the gun. This is true. I think we've all been young boys and remember this. I guess it literally could just be them spraying fucking lube all over big booty bitches. I don't know. Like,
that's true.
I
always thought that was olive oil.
I don't know what it is. I always thought it was bizarre. I never really got it. I mean, I guess it's nice, a shiny butt, but it just seems an odd obsession.
Like, it is.
I don't know. Whatever. To each their own, I guess. Some like for greasy sure. ass. I don't know. okay, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, Diddy. I'll be interested to see how this plays out though. Now this motherfucker probably has dirt on people, and he has family and other people that would be able to pull that fucking suicide button or whatever the fuck people call it. What's it called? A dead man switch. There you go. That's what I was looking for. So I don't know, we'll see. I'm apprehensive. I know Nick Bryan himself pointed out how they already have it set up where he's being charged. Essentially the person prosecuting him will be the same exact person who prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell. So nothing will happen. Yeah, nothing will happen.
The treatment he's going to receive for sure.
Yeah.
The judge will make sure all the most important information is sealed and then... Yep.
And he's going to accept some sort of deal. And that's going to be exactly the situation. As long as you maintain your silence, you don't further implicate others in the network. That's going to be the deal for the most part, I would imagine. Right. Because all we're going to get are the details that no other major media corporation will. Right. They'll all refuse to cover it and we'll be left with the small little details that don't actually make, the smoking gun case, right? Because they're going to maintain all those secrets for as long as they can. But I don't know. And I'm assuming that we're going to have this trickle down effect of more being exposed in regard to this Diddy network and more people being kind of sacrificed at the altar. It'll happen without a doubt. And I think every time one of these people, one of these middle managers that are, providing some sort of clearly some sort of intelligence connected sexual blackmail operation, that they're benefiting solely from in many ways, right? Like, it's just, man, it's it's a story that I'm kind of tired of seeing, right? Just replay over and over again, because like I said, he's middle management. This will continue to go on, right? And what are we going to, are we going to accept this as far as just one individual being sacrificed and having to do time? It's like, we have no choice, right? So once again,
nobody's riding over Jeffrey Epstein, and that's easily the biggest sex crime scandal that I can ever think of happening.
Right.
Nope. We're just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll move on to Diddy now and we'll make some jokes and laugh at the names that get leaked of the dudes who got blown out by Diddy. And then it'll just kind of keep going.
And the real entities and individuals that control the network that are in power, they'll just consistently exploit and leverage the information that they have attained through the network and the individuals that they could potentially expose over time. And they'll just leverage and exploit them, I'm sure, because they're all, you know, some sort of, and this is where I'm very kind of, I don't know. I'm almost kind of thinking that you don't achieve a certain level of success and fame without getting visited, like the Chappelle video, right? Where, okay, you know, you've hit that level, you've punctured the bubble, and now you're trying to include yourself. So here are your options. And they come and they sit you down and they have the tough discussion. It's kind of like that old comedy bit, right? Where it's like they show them the JFK video, you know, the uncensored Zapruder film, right?
Bill Hex.
Yeah, exactly. And then you fall into line and you fall into place, you fall in line and very much seems like what will take place with Diddy and his network, the same as it did with Epstein. They're just leveraging all of Epstein's clients. And they'll continue to rinse and repeat. I mean, why would they not? It's a successful model, right? Like they've continually achieved their aims. So who's going to stop them?
Yeah, right? I mean,
they control the justice system, man. I mean, have we not been able to point to that?
I will say this guy, Doctor420, brings up the good point. Bro, nobody knew any of this was going on 5 years ago. Now it's all over the place. These things take time.
Everybody was talking about it in the industry, though, very much like Cosby, right? Like very much like Epstein. People were talking about it for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
when did the Mark Dutroux thing happen?
The Dutroux thing?
Yeah.
Man, what was the year that blew up? I can't even remember.
Early 2000s, right?
Yeah, it's got to be when that's when he was actually, you know, the court trials took place.
That was contained to like Belgium, though. Like there wasn't like international, like, you know, whatever.
Right.
So I don't know. I think he brings up a good point. Like, yes, there is a little bit of the doomer side of like, oh, this shit is clearly going to like, there's the fix is going to be in. It's not going to be like, yes, we're never going to really get the full on. Like, you know, justice, but I don't know. I think this stuff that I really feel like the dams are cracking. This stuff's coming together. I know what this means. I don't fucking know. I mean, shit. I know it sounds ridiculous. I brought it before. What's Kendrick? The biggest thing he was known for this year was the fucking Not Like Us shit. And the motherfucker is going to be on the Super Bowl. So, like, I
know, but I still don't trust his ass either.
I don't trust him either. My point is, I'm just saying, like, that's. I think that says something about where the narrative is. This motherfucker, not that he really blew up, he's been a namesake in the industry for a while, but like, I feel like that put him on a whole other level of like notoriety. We're like, this dude just literally called this motherfucker a pedophile, and like, I think he's scratching at something there, and he's kind of like fucking bone his chest out and be like, you want to try some shit? That's kind of where that's the feeling I get from that. Nicholas Lee says, I love all the random updates that leak out of Club Fed about Maxwell. She's doing yoga with the guards. Like she's even there. I brought this up because I just want to bring up a little anecdote. When I was digging into my Jew Tunnels episode, the Chabada Lubavitch or Chabad Lubavitch, whatever the fuck those sect of Jews that were digging the tunnels. Now they're a movement that followed this specific Rebbe Menach. I can't even fucking remember the dude's name, but he was like a big deal. There's like a schism between the Lubavitchers or whatever. Some of them think that their prior Rebbe guy was like essentially the Messiah. Some don't. Which there's an interesting note to go on. I don't even know why I brought this up. It's not really relevant. That goes back into Sabbatean stuff when you start going down the Messiah rabbit hole.
Oh, dude, stop it, man.
Either way, I guess to sidestep all that stuff, I found it interesting that the Lubavitchers is who got in contact, I guess, are working with Maxwell in jail. They have like some sort of prison program to where essentially she's become part of their Rebbe or whatever the fuck they call their little parish or whatever the hell they call them. She's become part of them and is gets some religious amenities like kosher right. this stuff like it's some
I've heard that.
Gets a little bit of cush benefits as a being a part of the Small Hat tribe, specifically the Lubavitchers, which is a little bit of a weird, if you go down that rabbit hole of who these Lubavitchers are, it's a little weird. Austin, you want to tell them where they can find you at? Because it sounds like you're doing plugs, but this is a question.
check me out at the Underclass Podcast, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, he streams from there too. This streams to both my show or my channel and his channel. Is it the Reb? Is that like the also considered like their parish? Like, I guess if you were Catholic, I don't know. I know right. the Reb is also, I think, the name of the guy over it. But yeah. Yeah, Chabad is the big thing about Chabad is they're connected to, they're like kind of one of the big, how do I put this? Almost like the Dalai Lama or what? No, not even.
Oh,
that.
Dude,
not,
don't bring him up.
They're one CIA. Of their religious landmark, essentially. Like specifically the one that they actually were digging under is like a big deal. Like that was like the Rebbe's home. So like that is like a huge like religious landmark in the world. Like he's like, if you're like on looking for top three political stops for Jew stuff, that's going to be on there. You know, just like going to the Vatican would be if you're fucking trying to, do some political stuff for, Catholicism.
I'm going to for sure do an episode on the City of London and Vatican and the Vatican Bank and all the, all these different, DC.
All that gladiator shit?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, like it's fucking insane. And you bring up Sabbatane Frankis, and like I told you earlier, apparently Hitler's mom, Clara Poltzel, was a Sabbatane Frankist, and the ritual for Hitler was on the 9th of Iv, they say, or Tisha B'Av, I believe, is how they pronounce this, which is like this sort of ceremony, right, which is observed by Jews as a fast day commemorating the destruction of the First and Second Temples, but also is commemorated by Frankis as Sabbatai Zevi's birthday, on which they celebrate with different sex rites, right? So it gets pretty insane, especially when you kind of pair that with Hitler's DNA and all these other things that all these different theories of
and how protective he was of not wanting to give it to the ladies.
Dude, it's crazy. It is crazy because,
I mean, that's partially a joke. I don't know if he's gay, but for those who aren't aware, like him, what was his girl's name? I forget.
Ava Braun.
Ava Braun. Supposedly, uh-huh. I don't know if I want to say they never supposedly fucked or they didn't until they got married. I don't know. There were reports of her saying that he just would like, he said he needed to save himself for the people and blah, blah, blah. Like,
I'm telling you right now, he claims to have answered to a voice that he heard in his mind, right? Let me find what he called it, because there's actually a term that he called it. I have
it
here.
AWOS?
Pull it up. Is this before all the math or?
Oh, this is in the early 1912 to 1914, right? It's so crazy. It's when he's a young man. There's an affidavit in the possession of diplomatic representatives of several different governments in Vienna that declared that Hitler had been a male prostitute in Vienna from 1907 to 1912, and that he practiced the same calling in Munich from 1912 through 1914. And Hitler was also in Vienna in 1913, where in the same year there also lived Leon Trotsky, right? Eventual leader of Yugoslavia, Marshal Tito, and Sigmund Freud and Joseph Stalin, who, according to this researcher, Hallett, trying to find his official first name, but it's an insane story, because basically, it's fairly confirmed that he was essentially an Illuminati agent of war that attended the Tavistock Psychological Operations Training School in 1907. And that was actually, you know, you can find these receipts, right? And so in Vienna, that's where Trotsky and Stalin met for the first time. And so there's this insane, like, suggestion, right, that they met as young students while attending the same seminary in Tiflis, in the Caucasus. And so then there's these family records that also contain information that Stalin lived in Trotsky's family's house for a while. And so there's also suggestions that Stalin belonged to this occult Eastern Brotherhood, which, yeah, also consisted of the same family, of Trotsky's original family, the Gudriff first. I can't remember how it's pronounced, but they, anyway, it's totally within the realm of possibility that Hitler and Stalin and Trotsky were all potentially at Tavistock around the same time, being psychologically programmed. And so there's like all of these different stories of him going to an institution and being hospitalized at this place called Pazewalk, right? And it gets even crazier than that, because he's temporarily blinded by this like gas attack, right? Mustard gas. And he's then hospitalized at Pazewalk, and he has another experience, because he had also had this insane experience when he was in World War One as a private. Mm-hmm. Yeah, allegedly he's eating his meal and he's sitting with, like, you know, some other soldiers in his battalion, and they basically, he hears this voice and it tells him to move out of the area, right? And so he walks, like, you know, a little ways, and then all of a sudden he tells the story of them all blowing up instantly before he could even sit down, right? So as if this voice saved him, you know. And yeah, it's one of the craziest fucking things that I've ever read in my life. But I'm not at all surprised that we have stories such as this that kind of, you know, kind of offer a much different window into a potential underlying influence that could have, to me, it makes much more sense that Hitler would more than likely be like the actor, and the ideology is largely at play behind him, right? Kind of molding him into position. And that, to me, makes the most sense, right? So I don't know, but he insisted that this voice was called Providence. And he was basically told that, because he experienced all these different visions. It wasn't only when he was in World War One, you know, like, and so, and he referenced himself to Jesus Christ all the time. He would compare himself to Jesus Christ. And he even said at this, like, there was like this Christmas party where Hitler basically says that what Christ was unable to finish, Hitler would complete. That's essentially what he says. And so, yeah, I think when he's describing his experience at Pazewalk in like all of these different, you know, he kind of describes it in a spiritual way, you know? And so I think that something was happening when we have different narratives that show like a psychiatrist hypnotizing a corporal by the name of A.H., blinded during a mustard gas attack and treated by a psychiatrist at Pazewalk, right? It's the exact same story. And this corporal is described as a patient with an Austrian accent who has received the Iron Cross and who loves the music of Wagner but hates Jews. And so the psychiatrist...
Sounds pretty specific.
Yeah. So the psychiatrist hypnotizes A.H. and suggests that he must recover his sight in order to lead the German people. Quote, perhaps you yourself have the rare power which occurs only occasionally in 1,000 years to work a miracle. The doctor tells A.H., Jesus did it. Muhammad, the saints, you are young. It would be too bad for you to stay blind. You know that Germany needs people who have energy and blind self-confidence. So both books right? Hitler and Pazewalk by Bernard Horstman. And then David Lewis's book, The Man Who Invented Hitler, they both explain this kind of like this evolving, you know, hypnotism that Hitler was consistently, you know, like I said, many different stories than what I'm mentioning right here, right? Like where hypnotism plays a role and he references this voice, right? And that he refers to as the same name. And so anyway, you guys can talk about anything else. We can go a different
Oh,
direction.
No, I was listening. No, I was actually fascinated. Like, I was looking up Man Who Invented Hitler on my Audible to see if it...
yeah, it was
like, fucking insane, dude.
That sounds like quite an interesting book. For real. Who would have thought? It's not on Amazon's Audible
app. So this is what you're working on for the next episode?
Dude, it'll be out by tomorrow. I'm like losing my mind when it comes.
What was your other Hitler book? Let's see if it has.
So, it's Hitler and Pazewalk.
Hitler right? and Pazewalk
by Bernard Horstman.
And Pazewalk. How do you even spell Pazewalk?
It's Pasewalk.
Pasewelk.
No, Walk.
Walk. Pacewalk, all one word. All right, no, not on there. All right, sorry guys, you gotta get the physical book. There we go.
Son of a bitch. Well, that's hilarious.
All right, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm very interested to hear about how Hitler is actually a Jew. That's awesome.
That's what, at least.
Well, a Jew that's not a Jew. Because they aren't. I guess it depends on how you define it. Because this comes down to the messianic thing. And this essentially the Sabbateans, my understanding is they believe there's the two major figures, but essentially they believe that the Messiah has already come or is coming, they can fucking, and that now that what is, you know, the law has been inverted. And so they can do whatever, including up to and believing in other gods and shit like that. Yeah. So that'll be good. But there's, I guess, so much
occultism involved, dude. Like Knights Templars, Rosicrucian Order. There's an insane Templar order that existed prior to the German Orden and the Tool, which, holy shit, they're like foundational pillars of the Tool. And yeah, it's crazy. Like there's no way around it. The entire influential ideology behind the ancient Germanic antiquity and the just being proud of your German ancestry, all these different, that, like we mentioned last week, right? What's the name of that version of Christianity? Priority Christianity or something else. I can't remember now what it was called, but it was one of the other ways that they, you know, inherently conscripted, co-opted, exploited, and leveraged the Christian community, no matter what your denomination was at the time, into basically, worshiping the state, you know, becoming, it really was that he became a Germanic Messiah. Like it's amazing when you realize that he was a Christ figure within Germany at the time, you know? And so for me, like, I think that matters and should at least it should be one of the ultimate things that we consistently try and point to and highlight that tends to go like unrealized and unacknowledged for the most part. Or they'll just say how, you know, Hitler talks shit about these wandering mystics, but it's all out of context because of what he said in Mein Kampf, and they don't realize what Mein Kampf even was, you know? So it's very interesting when you look into it all. And why else were all these Nazi expeditions to find ancient mythological artifacts, right? Like the Holy Grail with Himmler and the home of they claimed Atlantis was the home of the Aryan race, right? Yeah.
Didn't they believe in like ice planet, ice universe bullshit too?
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. Hyperborea in the north. Yeah.
Operation High Jump, baby. I mean, I don't know exactly. They said that was for the Germans said that was like a research outpost or something. I don't know if there's a deeper story there, but it definitely is weird. We don't know the fuck all happened there.
But they believe that Christ was actually Aryan, all right, and not Jewish, and that the Jewish Christ was largely considered to be a great deception intended to essentially subvert Christianity, right, into worshiping a Jew. That's basically the mindset, man. And when you realize that that's the prevailing belief systems that in many ways it had infiltrated all these different belief systems. Like I said before, the denominations didn't matter. It was kind of, yeah, there's no way that it wasn't entirely manufactured. I just can't see it. I can't see it, man. Like, and so I feel like the same levers of power that were in place to stage World War II and that ultimate, you talk about the ultimate sacrifice. You read Maury Terry. You talk about an ultimate blood ritual. The fuck else is World War II? You know, like, I don't know. And when you have what they believe in the ultimate evil, which is your subconscious energy being placed in our ritual, whether you know it or not, whether you're actively aware or not, that part it doesn't matter to them. You're still providing power to the ritual, you know? And so to me, what else would, and all the ancient Germanic runes and all that, you know, what else would harness the power of a blood ritual and mass death more than World War II? Yeah. Right. I don't see anything.
Mass deep event after mass deep event, or, you know, but, yeah, I think it's probably a good spot to end it on. A little bit of a preview for your next episode. I'm looking forward to hearing that drop. For real, Namrock, you want to let people know where they can find you, and we'll go ahead and get out of here.
Google Namrock, you'll find me. I'm the only one, most active on Instagram, I suppose. I can't seem to find growth on Twitter, even though it's Elon's free speech platform. But even with all the censorship on Instagram, I still grow. It's weird. But yeah. Either way.
It's because it's genuine, man. That they can't stop it even if they try. It'll take it a while longer. You're not going to have the exposure that you would normally have. But no, I think that happens to most of us.
I also think like meme accounts probably grow better on Instagram than they do on Twitter. Yeah, I mean, you see a few, but I feel like it's like you see less of them. I don't know. And even then, they do a lot of the stuff where they interact with accounts like they're supposed to and play the game correctly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you do all that. I don't.
When I first started kind of getting people's attention and getting into group chats and stuff, people were telling me how I was doing Twitter wrong. I don't want to camp on Twitter waiting for a fucking Jack Posobiec tweet that I can slap together a meme for and then grow on. Yeah. I don't give a shit about that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I don't know. I just try to be funny, try to interact with the people I want to try to interact with the people I like.
I love it, man.
Well, we appreciate you, brother. So yeah, I highly recommend people go check out his stuff. And I would recommend you take up your show. I know you did one episode with Austin. I don't know if you still have it up.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that right there is what he brought up is the, on my Patreon, I give you a chat preference code so that any of my patrons, you get a code. Yeah, let you know. I can know when I see that code because pew pew again was it for this one. Too late now, guys. It's basically the end of the episode, so I'm not giving away too much. But he said, "All right, you cheap fucks, now go to donate to the Patreon." So he got that perk from the Patreon to where I brought this one up, where I treat it like a super chat. If you wanted me to do that, donate to the Patreon. You can do that at patreon.com. There's No Way Jose 2020. I guess I'll go ahead and do my plugs real quick since Austin kind of did his earlier anyways. If you want to follow me, you can do it at Twitter, at Tower Gang Jose. If you want to do it monetarily, like I said, just Patreon. I do give a shout out to my Patreon sponsors, which is the highest level every episode. I have my co-host on Tower Gang, at Tower Gang Toad, at Abrogate D's, at Zoverack, at _ Infinite Zeal, then Jacob Daniel of the Biblical Anarchy Podcast, the homie Tim Tuttle, I think I saw him in the chat here earlier, at Jolly on Klebold, then Will Bell, who has this delicious blueberry wine, rabbit eye wine. I believe you can get that online. I highly recommend you go get it. It's good stuff. If you like the alcohol, I've been laying off alcohol these days. But yeah, appreciate those guys. Appreciate them supporting me. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Boost us up in the algos. We don't do all the stuff we're supposed to do so far as like, you know, not saying no words and like or bleeping out when we say kill or pedophile or whatever. But so help us fight the algo from our laziness to not want to fight the algo. So yeah, I don't know. I just don't really like the idea of trying too hard to fight it. I will a little bit. You guys hear me, the Schmandy Schmucks, and you know, sometimes I'm like, all right, this is a Rumble episode.
Right.
But yeah,
I just really don't want to get in the bad habit of self-censoring. You know what I mean? Like,
it just feels gay.
It gives a terrible taste in my mouth. Like, you know, I fucking
tastes like
hate
a
it,
tastes
right?
like just pull the dick out of my mouth.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, just I will say, Namrock, nothing but love for you, brother. Like, I'm
Thank
glad
you, so much.
You came on. Honestly, you're one of my favorite follows, but also you've been, you know, one of my original supporters, and I can't thank you enough for how much you've just helped in just me personally with my mentality behind what I'm doing. It helps to have anybody reach out and say something kind, but you've done much more than that. Like, you've actually attempted to really help support me and kind of spread my message occasionally. And I can't thank you enough, dude. Like, I really can't. It means the world to me. And I'll come on your show anytime, dude.
And
as long as
said,
I'm not trying to drop a freaking solo episode.
As we mentioned earlier, I don't know if we really expounded on it, but this show is Namrock's brainchild, because I believe he hit me and Austin up in DMs. He goes, you guys should do like a regular show. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Well, you know,
as someone who's consumes a lot of conspiracy content, when you guys would just get off topic and ramble about whatever bullshit, kind of like loosely connected to the topic, I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah,
this is great. This would be a show that I would not that the topical stuff is bad, but like I was like, I would love this.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. You were right. I appreciate it. But with that, I guess we're going to get out of here. Guys, like, share, subscribe, comment, all the good stuff. It'll be up on Rumble here soon for my side of things. I'll try to get up on the audio stuff. Austin's usually quicker on the uptake if you like the audio. So, yeah, definitely check him out on Spotify, on the Underclass. It'll probably be up there if you're wanting this for audio quickly. But with that, we are out of here. Bye-bye.